I know you spent a little bit of time in Brazil. There's an interesting policy experiment there going back to their development of ethanol in that country, where they've also continued to foster their conventional energy supply and export for oil and gas offshore. And I don't know if it was, if you could say that it's been the result of government policies, but it seems that they've come to a fairly good place in terms of their energy supply in that country. Would you agree?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's actually a perfect example for what you need to do in terms of the investment climate. This is a perfect case study if you compare Brazil and Mexico. About 30 years ago, 25 years ago, both of them were countries which were sort of had a national oil company, had no way for foreigners to invest, were closed off, and the national oil company was hopelessly behind the curve in producing stuff. Brazil then opened up. And it's important. They didn't do anything really revolutionary, right, like privatizing Petrobras. They didn't. All they did was to allow competition in. They allowed foreign companies to compete with Petrobras, their state company. And in the process, they created a national oil company, which is world class in terms of deep water operations. And they literally owe the discovery of these new giant fields there to a company which became such a world-class company because it was forced to compete. And now you look at the other side of it, Mexico has never opened up. It's still, in, I think, in the constitution that you can't invest as a foreign company there. And all around them, people invest in the Gulf of Mexico in really deep water, and they don't even get their toe into the water, and their onshore fields are declining, and the energy situation is miserable. That's just the effects of competition on efficiency. And then, of course, the other side, the alternative fuels to Brazil is just a blessed country because they have sugarcane. Sugarcane is cheaper, and so they can produce ethanol without major subsidies at an oil price, which is competitive at an oil price of about 40. That's very different from the corn-based ethanol. And the economically rational thing to do would be to scrap these U.S. tariffs, and then you would have sugarcane-based ethanol in the U.S., but that, of course, is a political problem.